This is KCUR. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast from KCUR that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
Ron Reichman, state representative from Olathe.
Ron, thanks for being here. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go.
And joining Ron and myself this morning in the KCUR production studio, Martha Lally from Westwood Hills, Kansas. Martha, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Sam.
And Celia Yopis-Jepson, who covers education for the Topeka Capital Journal and the hardest working education reporter in the state of Kansas. Celia, thanks for coming over from Topeka.
Thanks for inviting me.
Before we get to me, we'll take our first trip around the table. Martha, what's on your mind for Ron this morning?
As head of appropriations, I wanted to talk to you about the recent story that came out about the vendor who was in the State House, who is whose business basically is in jeopardy because so many legislators, are getting a free lunch from lobbyists. I still find this really grating as a regular citizen that is still going on to the extent it is. There is no free lunch, and those lobbyists are looking for something, and they are influencing the legislators to the point of where they're not even using the local vendors.
Well, a lot of the lunches that are provided during the daytime or more informational gatherings where you'll have anywhere from 10 to the 40 legislators talking about certain issues and being educated. And our time is very limited while we're there. We're running from one meeting to the next. And so to stop by and grab a box lunch and to listen to a presentation, you're kind of having a chance to work and eat at the same time. So I think it's been very productive. Obviously, we all love our snack shop and what Don means to the culture of the building. Mm-hmm. He's been there for 30, 40 years.
Well, it begs the bigger issue of how much influence the lobbyists can bring by bringing in food, and it might not just be to the State House. It could be to their offices. It really could be anywhere. But I think as a practice, it really should be banned. And I feel that way sincerely.
Well, I think probably 9 times out of 10, the legislator probably can't name the lobbyists that actually purchased the lunches, the ones that we're referring to. And for us in appropriations, if we're working through the day and partly have to work through lunch, our office would contact a lobbyist to bring in lunch. And at the very end of the meeting, somebody might mention them if I remember who bought them. Sometimes we don't even do that. And so, again, I think it helps us so that we can continue to work through the day and be more efficient with our time that's spent there in Topeka.
Celia, what's on your mind?
Really, what I'm thinking about is looking ahead at the next school finance formula. Mm. I interviewed that Kansas has, of course, a new education commissioner, Randy Watson. And I interviewed him on Thursday. One of his main goals is to build a better relationship between the education sector on the one hand and lawmakers on the other. He thinks that he can kind of maybe help to bridge that gap, it sounded like, by I'm sure you know he's been conducting meetings around the state, gathering input from businesses, lawmakers, members of the public to try to get everyone on the same page. What do we want out of schools? I guess what I'm wondering about is it seems like there is this huge gulf, a lack of trust. How do you bring people together to write a formula that will have buy-in and trust from school districts as well and educators as well?
Now, that's a great question, talking to a lot of superintendents and stakeholders, is that lack of trust. And I think it's been going on for a while, both our stakeholders and our taxpayers as well as the legislators. And so I think we're all guilty of that, guilty of not communicating, not listening. And so that's where it begins. We have to listen to each other. Unfortunately, a lot of this summer has been spent reviewing what we've done in the past. And I'd hope that we could be more proactive and start working towards the future formula and have more conversations about what we liked and didn't like about the old and what the new one should look like. And again, with the main focus of what's best for kids, and I think we all agree that putting money in the classroom, mm-hmm. what's best for kids. Currently, 53% statewide of the money that goes from Topeka and from our local taxpayers and from the federal government gets to the classroom. And so we've got to find a way that we can have a larger percentage of that get to the point where we can educate kids. We also have to decide, what is the role of government? What is the role of education? Is it to educate kids or is it to employ folks? And I personally would hope everyone can have a job and will never have an opportunity where they would have to be without one. But that's not my role as a legislator, is mm-hmm. to employ people. It's mm-hmm. in the fact when over half of our budget goes to education, We want to see that go to the classroom, and we want to see how the outcomes that kids, how kids can prosper, because that's what the money is being appropriated for.
Yeah. Martha, I saw your eyes light up when we started talking about education. You have some thoughts on this. And while you do this, I'm gonna need some more coffee.
Some more coffee.
Could you just pour that for me?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking there's some collateral damage that goes along with the education issue, because it's been going on for such a long time that you've got a report out a couple of days ago that Kansas and Missouri have the youngest teachers, some of the youngest teachers in the nation. And obviously that means they're also the least experienced, which tells me the teachers are not hanging around to get their retirement from the state of Kansas or Missouri. They're finding other jobs and they're going other places. So the quality of our teachers is suffering because of the situation at hand. It's really a multifaceted problem.
Of course, we want the best teachers possible to educate our children. And maybe Celia has the actual numbers or can be closer on it, but it seems like the average throughout time has been about 5 years. That's the point where someone early in their career decides this is what I'd like to do, or this is not what I want to move on to something else.
Or I can't afford to do it anymore.
If all those things come into play in the person's own personal choice and how they want to have their professional career. And we all know that the best teachers are there for the right reasons, and they truly want to educate kids, and that's a lot of the reward. We also know they need to be compensated and that they have to be able to make a living, save for their retirement, and so there's a balance there.
You know, the other part of my question on the trust issue would be, as you're building the finance formula, I think that what I am hearing from a lot of educators is they're going to start watching that whole process extremely skeptically, because what they think is the underlying problem is they don't believe the state's finances are stable. So I'm not sure that they're going to trust, you know, what steps, you know, what formula maybe comes forward. A big question that they have is, okay, so as we build this formula, is the funding going to be stable for it? At one point this spring, the deputy superintendent for Topeka USD 501 called appropriations from the legislature an IOU, because he said, you know, we're not so convinced that the state has the revenue. So I guess, you know, at what point would you say that the state's finances are stable? Are they going to be stable enough to write a formula that will be reliable?
Well, and I said over half the general fund money does go to education. That's obviously could be a concern. You know, this year we look at our finances, and right now we're on track to have about $80 million of ending balance money, which over a $6 billion budget, 6.4, 6.3, is probably not ideal. So we'll still monitor that. We'll look at our sales tax revenue numbers as they're coming in and see how we adjust and adapt. But one thing is that, remember, towards the end of session, in fact, the very last day of session, we passed a bill in one day that said if the governor does allotments, which he would have to do under $100 million, that he can cut strategically from places except for K-12 and the judiciary. And so for this next year, when we say the block grant was stable, secure funding, we meant it. And the last day of session, we passed a law. And so if you noticed, you probably did, when the governor made his recommendations or made his adjustments about a month ago, K-12 stayed flat and was not reduced.
Outstanding. Martha Lally from Westwood Hills, thanks
yes,
ever
Thank
so
you.
Much. Celia Yopis Jepson, who covers education from the Topeka Capital Journal, thanks for coming over.
Thank
Ron
you.
Reichman Jr., to get to know you just a little bit better, we're going to end the program with your favorite song. What is it?
So I get like a walk-out song, like the opposite of a walk-in song?
You absolutely get a walk-off song.
That's awesome.
I like the way that sounds. In fact, we're going to start calling it that from now on, the walk-off song.
You know, I'm going to go You Can't Always Get What You Want, Rolling Stones.
Oh, I love that.
Yep. Everybody's very excited about that. Everybody's very excited about that. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. You on the Twitter? You can follow me. I'm at Sam Zeff. And you can follow my co-host, Brian Ellison. He's at PTS Brian. I'm Sam Zeff. Thanks for being here. See you next time.
That was an excerpt from State House Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing to us on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.